Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. It's hours free, and of course, sorry for the love of a couple of delays. I want people to listen to the NutraMedical Report on NutraMedical.com's affiliate site, Deagle-Network. You're going to get our audios and videos and everything cross-index. I literally doctor up everything so it's nice and clean, and you can get all the cross-index subtopics of every show. I have a photographic memory for everything, and I cross-index every show with every subtopic with over 100 subcategories, so you can always find any category you want. Just go click, click, click. All the audios and videos are there, and each of our guests has special reports. This one here, for example, we're going to talk about Whitaker Chambers, W-H-I-T-E-K-E-R, Chambers, and we're going to talk about the two story about Soviet spies. And we also want to talk about the origins of the conspiracy and why. And we talked to him in the last hour with Harley Schlanger of the LaRouche Foundation, why the globalists are beating the same war drums they did during World War I to end the collaboration between Germany and Russia to develop the Trans-Siberian Railway. It's the same collaboration that they want to do to stop the Belt and Road Program, the rebuilding of China, helping to rebuild the financing and the technology to rebuild the infrastructure in Africa. We see the globalists want to actually have control of the banking system, and they don't care if they destroy nation states or reduce the world population 90%. They're basically telling the world, we want to kill you to reduce carbon production. And in fact, the carbon dioxide and the carbon oxygen cycle is necessary to actually maintain ground level, sea level oxygen, which has dropped because of globalist policies by polluting the upper benthic layer of the oceans now from 21% to 19% in the last 20 years. So at the rate the globalists are going, they'll only kill off most of the population for you to survive and breathe and have frontal lobe and vision activity. You'll have to live in a domed city. So we need to understand the origins of the conspiracy and the demonic overlords that are trying to push us toward nuclear and chemical, biological, and scalar weather warfare in the future, or geotectonic warfare using space-based satellite weapons. So let's talk about this. We have Whitaker Chambers. We'll start off with that article. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, no, he was a Soviet spy, and he was the one that exposed Alger Hiss. And the newspapers, really came out and hammered him for a long time. He was involved with this way back during the 30s. But his quote, it can't be more true today. But this is his observation about history. He says, no one who has even once lived close to the making of history can ever again suppose that it is made in the way history books tell it. With rare exceptions, such books are like photographs. They catch the surface of the image. Often as not, they distort it. The secret forces working behind and below the historical surface, they seldom catch. So here's a guy that had to fight the press to expose Alger Hiss. It's skullduggery. And of course, Alger Hiss was the first acting Secretary General of United Nations that was formed in San Francisco, attended by some 46 members of the Council on Foreign Relations. But, you know, even Abraham Lincoln, in his House Divided speech, he talked about when we see a lot of framed timbers of different proportions, and these timbers are joined together, and we see exactly the frame of a house or a mill with all the fittings and heights and proportions of different pieces exactly adapted to their respective places. He's saying that obviously this is a conspiracy. Something's going on here. This is not, you know, a natural evolvement of the so-called accidental theory of history. So, you know, again and again we see that conspiracy is behind the information that's shown to us, you know, a false idea of the world, much like the that thing with the Jim Carrey movie. But again, one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations was Frank Adelot, and he wrote a book, Americans Rhodes Scholarship. And in that, he wrote about Cecil Rhodes' seven wills, best known as the first secret will, and the last was established the Rhodes Scholarships. And he wrote in there that its purpose was to extend British rule throughout the world, the foundation of so great a power as hereafter render impossible, promote the interest of humanity, or, you know, promote the interest of humanity. And in his Confession of Faith, he says it's modeled after the secret society of the Society of Jesus, and he also mentions the Masons.
Well, the secret society of Jesus is the Jesuits, and people have to understand there's a council of 12 sub-powers under the Pindar, that means the penis of the dragon. He is the direct authoritarian controller under the luciferic power in the astral realm, which is also galactic. People have to understand it's both physical and spiritual in the astral plane, and people don't understand it's that exopolitics has brought evil to planet Earth over many tens of thousands of years. We've had previous galactic wars like Star Wars, but it's much more malevolent than the Emperor Palpatine. People don't understand these movies are archetypes to explain to us in an allegory something that is very real. And the evil that's happening on multiple levels, unless you understand these higher levels, you really won't understand the conspiracy, which at its highest levels, like the Bible and Thessalonians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. Those high places are Masonic places, both we call white hat and dark hat Masons. They're all basically powers of Lucifer. Every government, every educational institution, every church on earth is under Luciferic authority, isn't it?
Right. And the Oscar Spengel, who wrote The Decline and Fall of the West, he wrote, quote, "There is no proletarian, not even a communist movement, that has not operated in the interests of money in the directions indicated by money for the time being permitted by money, and without the idealist and people that are fooled among its leaders, I haven't the slightest suspicion of the fact." So we do have a lot of people out there that are sucked into movements and have no idea. It's like, I think this very week they were talking about some lady with a pro-Trump rally that was organized through some Russian bots. And the same thing that happened with Michael Moore, the liberals were also swept into a Russian bot-promoted rally. So both the left and the right and the middle and all over the place, they've got contained and trained.
Promoting the balkanization of the dialectic is part of the New World Order, isn't it?
Exactly. And yeah. In fact, Sarah Millen, who was Rhodes' official biographer, said the government of the world was Rhodes' simple desire, unquote. So that's what we're looking at every place and everywhere.
If you're a Jesuit, by the way, the trainer of the leader of the Soviet Revolution after the first revolution that literally was sponsored by the West, I took care of actually troops that marched into St. Petersburg and later held it for the arrival of the weapons built in America for the Bolsheviks. So the first revolution was literally the West and the British. They had a U.S. military division and a Canadian division, all under the control of the British intelligence, holding these cities in wait for the arms to come from America to supply the Bolsheviks to start the pogrom and the push to kill religious Jews, politicians, and Christians that were against the New World Order in Russia. And the same thing they like to do to the West and any nation on Earth, this is what the actual underlying process is. They did the same thing to China so that Mao Zedong was supported by the British again, who've got their hands in almost everything, haven't they?
Right. Well, it was Lord Milner from the Rhodes Scholar, you know, roundtable that ended up in Russia during the Communist Revolution. And then you had Jacob Schiff of the Rothschild-connected Kuhn Loeb and Company and the New York Journal, American, the son, that today it is estimated by Jacob's grandson, that John Schiff, that the old man sank about $20 million into the final triumph of Bolshevism in Russia. And, of course, there's a huge carved monument on Yale University dedicated to Jacob Schiff.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Back in a moment. Gary Richard Arnold, back in a moment. And Gary, I'd like you to connect all these dots. A lot of these names, most people, because the history goes back a century, they don't really know, so you got to go slow enough and connect the dots. The name Schiff, for example, sounds remote. I'm just wondering, I don't have the research yet, but I'm wondering if there's any genealogical connection with Schiff, who's the congressman trying to literally cover for the Democrats by saying most of the land use things. The guy I call the poppy-eyed maniac from the Democrats trying to literally sell the so-called Democratic dossier that was purposely put together and response memo, I mean the Democratic memo, with information that had to be recruited because it exposed materials and methods that put our agents and our government procedures in danger. And he did this on purpose to make Trump look bad because they don't have anything to say that the Democrats at Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton didn't buy this dossier. The real collaboration is not only the DNC and Hillary, but this Russian friend of Putin paid for something that was pretty useless, which is this social media attack with $2 million spent, some of very little money in some states. And on the other side, a very serious attempt by the FISA court to accept this with the collaboration with the Department of Justice and the FBI and the CIA. So what we have is there's no prosecutions by Mueller against any of these parties. They continue to pretend that if they double down on Manafort, they're going to get him to flip, and he's not flipping, is he?
Nope. All I have is taxes. Since there's, 70,000 pages of, tax in the tax code, there's nobody that hasn't committed a crime, with taxes, no matter which way you go. You can call up the IRS and ask different people at different, times or different individuals. They'll give you different answers.
Why? The reason why is that, as like my legal friends and relatives or lawyers say, if you want to hard enough, you can prosecute and jail and prison or even hang a ham sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. You're talking about the families like Schiff. If we have some investigators or researchers out there, it'd be nice if they could chase down Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, who actually looks like he is under investigation himself. He's squawking so bad that you see the nerve ends going right through.
Yeah, you can tell he looks like he's real nervous, like somebody has both testicles with electrodes attached and a shock device down his pant leg.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. There's 39 Democrats that were part of the Wasserman Schultz spy ring, in which the Pakistani got stopped at the airport after he and his family and his wealth was sent, overseas. So, that guy looks like he's, pretty desperate. But you go back to your Russian Revolution again, and you know, you're talking about the families, the billionaires, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Lamonts, the Lehman, the Warburgs, the Kahns, and the Schiffs. So, you know, these were part of the ones that created this, you know, the Soviet Union.
Yeah, exactly. And so these people are the same globalist Satanists that literally are summoning demonic entities involved with setting up now AI with Sophia and the artificial intelligence systems like the Virtual World Project at Schriever Air Force Base. And by the way, these projects are collaborated between Russia, between America. There's a place north of London called Whitehall where the primary node for the secondary node for the system is based in Colorado at Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado. It's in Jakarta, Indonesia, and elsewhere. But people have to understand the things that they're erecting together, including this carbon credit garbage that the Pope, 72 world leaders, and Barack Obama supported back in 2016 before the elections in the summer. These maniacs are actually trying to push for a global population reduction based on foolishness of carbon emissions. And their whole policy is, if you look at the future, resilient cities, United Nations, all kinds of horrific things. If you read it as a B movie and want to make it into a blockbuster like that movie that's coming up soon called A Wrinkle in Time, you'd look at it and say, this movie is too unbelievable for anybody, even a sci-fi thriller that's kind of, you know, people that like Star Wars would say, it's so unbelievable we can't fund this movie production, but whatever drugs you were taking when you made the script, I want them.
Yeah, I think it's real important what you brought up. It should be at the crowning of every radio or TV program, and it should be at the top of any of our research papers, is the overriding Georgia Guidestone protocols. That is what they're, you know, that they're doing. We get down into the minutia so much as to the different ways that they're reprogramming us and shortening our lives and actually helping out many, this is critical. This is
it's a program. That's why you see the fatal drugs allowed the FDA and the Center for Disease Creation, the CDC. That's why you see these organizations in the government. They're even doing things like FEMA, the Federal Emergency Magnification Agency. For example, when they were down in the major flooding off New Orleans, remember several years ago, they actually were cutting off communication lines of local people and even people trying to bring their ships and barges in with food to supply to the people. They cut them off. People need to understand that the government and the dark state are not your friends. They're trying to kill you. They want to enslave you first and kill you second.
Right. People need to be aware, too, get a little bit comfortable going to Fox News because they see what's...
They're only half as bad, but they're still vile. I think Fox should be called faux news. I mean, the other ones are bad. I call CNN the Criminal News Network. MSNBC I call the Vomit Network. And these other ones. But Fox is the Foxy News. They're the false news network because they won't talk about the deep state. They won't talk about this latest Parkland shooting as being a false flag, where a month before, in fact, I've got some data on that I'd like to go over with you, but a month before they did an actual shooter drill. There was apparently a shooter drill going on that day that was live. They had one a month before that went on in the school. People need to understand, now they want to destroy the school, which is like the usual garbage. We want to destroy the evidence rather than hardening the school with proper security measures, not turning it into a TSA site, but actually having teachers with guns and having visual cameras and visual identification to make sure nobody's in the school that doesn't belong there, like this kid should have not been inside the school at any time. And he should have been in a psych facility with no yard time and no out of facility time so he can go grab a weapon, because three of his weapons were illegal. So the idea of passing gun legislation is going to stop this. We need people registration. As I said, my policies that I put forward with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners America and with Lowell Ponte, every single one of them Trump is trying to put forward. They should. The handgun law, for example, is 21 before you can buy a handgun. Why don't they raise the assault weapon ban? I think it just should be uniform. Secondly, that means you can't get teenagers or, you know, violently going through puberty, et cetera, and off the, if they're going to deteriorate, one of these kids that's got ADD like this kid, he should have been picked up and put in a facility, and if somebody saw him like a doctor like me or I could consult, I could have fixed his brain before he was on a kill streak. But my guess, there were other shooters. In fact, going out of the school, this kid, Cruz, was accompanied by a girl, and she said, I thought it might have been you. And she said, he just said, huh? And you can hear shooting in the background because there was at least one or two other shooters in the building while they were leaving, and didn't have his guns. So we got another false flag terror act. So if they think they're just going to fix it with window dressing, with gun legislation, the Democrats are crazy. It's not going to work, especially with groups. This kid had three illegal guns he could have acquired from other than legal sources, and he should have been in a psych facility, not near a pea shooter, let alone a gun. You also mentioned on the break that there was a gun found in a bag in the Trump motorcade, and a number of his so-called Secret Service agents were reassigned. In other words, they're fired, you know, like the old show that Trump had on NBC. People don't understand how dark the deep state is. There's all the evidence in the world that these multiple school shootings are to turn all the schools into basically TSA-type prisons. It's also to basically legitimize the deep state having total information awareness, not so much to just clear out MS-13 gangs and Russian and other terrorists and people coming from Central America like MS-13. No, it's to imprison us. And the wall isn't just to keep Mexicans out, and I agree that we need to build a wall, but this entire information awareness system is to cage us, the citizens of America, isn't it?
Reuters report. It says driver, and this is only 4 days ago, the driver in a presidential motorcade was removed from his duties Monday after the Secret Service found a gun in his bag outside the gate of Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach. The driver could not immediately be identified, was briefly detained and questioned by Secret Service a little after 8 a.m., just before Trump headed towards the golf course. Said he was driving one of three vans for members of the news media and had been in the presidential motorcade all weekend. Being with a gang with the news media doesn't sound too good. They're calling for Trump's end. And it says before the van enters the Mar-a-Lago estate, Secret Service agents search bags, check guests with handheld metal detectors, and scour vans with explosive sniffing dogs. The gun was found during that process, and the driver told the reporters he had accidentally left his personal firearm in his bag. The Secret Service later said the driver had a permit for the gun. The agents dumped all the contents of the man's bag and moved him away from the group to a nearby tent. Secret Service can confirm that an individual serving as a staff contracted driver was briefly detained by Secret Service personnel and other law enforcement officials today, meaning the 19th. The individual was found to be in lawful possession of a prohibited firearm outside the secure area at the Secret Service security screening checkpoint, a statement from the agency said. In a van.
Whoa. Well, I mean, come on now. You can see with all the things like Kathy Griffin with a severed head and all the other attempts literally to do a kind of like a play act of assassination of the prison, which to me should get the number one, a perp walk to prison. All these people, Hollywood celebrities, etc., including Madonna. And, of course, the first part of her name is correct. It's Mad Anna. So we're dealing with a situation here. And I said this to my wife the other day. If America replaces Trump either with a rhino Republican or a demon rat, we're done. We're going to go to civil war because if the government thinks they're going to disarm the American public because of this or other school shootings, there will be a hot-fired, blood and guts, death and destruction civil war. Won't there?
Yep, here's a tag to that article. The detained driver was replaced by a White House makeup artist who also serves as a press assistant on trips. The two other drivers were also replaced after the gun was found.
Wow.
So it was taken pretty seriously, and I certainly would. I wouldn't accept that. I forgot my gun.
No. If you're a professional, you don't do that.
Yep.
That's like a surgeon leaving a scalpel inside the person, or you know, packing them up with sponges, and you find that there's 20 sponges left in them, and you evacuated an abscess. This is the kind of stuff that, as a doctor, would get you not only fired, but probably put in a psych facility if you're that dangerous. You're going to kill somebody with that level of stupidity.
Right. Well, I think that's one of the reasons that Trump buys fast food, because it's not prepared specifically for him. So, you know, he can send somebody in and know it's not.
Actually, I have a new job for Maxine Waters. Her new job is to be the food taster for Trump. Do you like that? Just like the Scottish king had a food taster. Primarily with a family name called the Beatons, which are not only the musicians for the Royal Court of Scotland, but they're the food tasters. So if they're going to try to poison the MacDonald king of the MacDonald clan, or the Campbell clan, or whatever that was running the Scottish kingdom, if they sent bad food to kill the king, it just killed another Beaton. It was another musician.
Yeah. Now, what you were talking about, how the Russian Revolution was hijacked, actually, by the Marxists and the Bolsheviks. There's a Russian that wrote, he was head of the Union of Oppressed Peoples, and his name is Arsene Gotovich, I think.
Right.
Massacred his name. But he wrote, and this is a quote, he says, "The real money primarily came from certain British and American circles, which for a long time past had lent their support to the Russian revolutionary cause." And
wow.
I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago that Jacob Schiff had paid for half of the war of Japan in 1905 to attack Russia's eastern boundary in the Pacific.
Wow.
So these guys are relentless, and of course, today their enemy is you and me and the American people. They've already, pretty much destroyed all national governments around the world and pushed them into regional contracts and local Soviets with that ICWIN Agenda 21, and from New Zealand to Zanzibar. They're now putting, in effect, their Georgia Guidestones. They have their people in place. They're just ready to reduce the population and make sure that they survive in the finalization of the world takeover.
Right. Now, here's the future. Let's say this is a satanic vision of the Luciferic end. And it's like the movie Gattaca. We have a genetically enhanced super race that are the global elite. And they're the only ones allowed to have male and female sex and actually physically reproduce normally. Everyone else is reproduced in a birthing laboratory that you submit your gametes to if you're the middle class. And the lowest class are cyborgs that are parse human-animal hybrids that are enhanced with genetic, with not only genetic enhancement, but are put into what's called machine things. Like this movie that's out now, our series called Dark Mirror, where even someone, if they die, they literally transport enough of their history and mannerisms and voice, they can reproduce a dead person you can interact with. And movies like Altered Carbon that want to transfer consciousness, like Ray Kurzweil, they want to create a world where there's basically three levels. The super enhanced elite class that will have extended lifespans. They want to have a middle class that basically are called slave class, massively reduced, but intermating. And then they want to have a cyborg class that are human-animal hybrids that are interfaced with technologies to be part of what's called the matrix and the control system. This is what they want. And they want a future that's very, very dark. People don't understand what's going on. They literally want to create hell on Earth is what they want.
I'm doing a radio broadcast now.
So, Gary, tell us more about these things, because I've got it all posted up, and I don't think people really understand just how dark this is, do they?
No. What they see is the people that are put directly in front of them.
Yeah, they don't see the bunch of Judy show completely with the players behind the scene. They don't see the agenda and how far this is going, that it's luciferic, satanic, and exoplanetary. And to be honest with you, I'm not cruel enough to tell everybody what I know, because I told them what I know, their hearts would stop. A lot of people think...
One of the sent you was of Dr. Bella Dodd. And she was part of the National Committee of the Communist Party in the USA. And her quote was, she said, "I think the communist conspiracy is merely a branch of a much bigger one." And the reason she said that, she said, during the time during World War II, communications broke off with Moscow. And she said what puzzled her was the fact that she was told to go to any one of three designated people at the Waldorf Towers. And she says not one of these contacts was a Russian or were any of them communist. In fact, they were extremely wealthy American capitalists. So, yeah, just as Gary Allen said, you know, communism is not the creation of the conspiracy, but the conspiracy created communism.
Exactly. That's what we're both trying to say. The conspiracy created communism in both Russia and China as part of the dialectic, and the movement of Islam and Muslims to Europe and America and the West is part of the conspiracy as well. It's not independent, is it? Happening too, also, by the way, with smart cars, people don't understand this is the end of the autonomy of being able to drive a vehicle with a human. It's also the end of personal ownership of vehicles. People don't realize that the transition here is autonomous vehicles that will be allowed in California and other states. Then eventually they'll say the autonomous vehicles are safer than humans. Insurance companies will insure them, and eventually it'll outlaw a human driving or autonomously controlling any kind of vehicle, and then only public or autonomously controlled by the artificial intelligence system vehicles to transport you from place A to B will be allowed legally in civilization. That's where we're going, isn't it?
That's the place.
Right.
You know, across California, you can't plant a tree in your front yard unless it gets approved by, you know, the local zoning outfit, which is their contracts with their COGs or councils of government.
Yeah.
And you're responsible for any damage these trees do, but you're not allowed to select one. And you don't own your property. You're just a renter.
Right.
I'm until they, you know.
That's why they also want to make a. In Canada right now, there's many thousands just this particular winter that have kids that have been removed from school in Ontario, Canada especially, that have been expelled because they don't take all the toxic vaccines. And we know all these vaccines are useless.
So, in fact, there was a good court ruling actually in Hawaii in the last couple of days. They tried to force homeschools on the vaccination, and one of the federal judges said no. So imagine that'll go up to the Supreme Court. But
oh, that'll be defeated at the Supreme Court level because of Gorsuch. But they need to get Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She needs to go to what's called the Supreme Court Legal Hades, because she's such an evil person that she's one of the most powerful activist judges who's done such evil to the nation over the past five decades. I think she's been on the bench. It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Right. She's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. She's also used international law as the basis of her decisions, not the Constitution.
Right.
She is very evil.
Yeah. Now, of course, people have to understand there's only two nations on earth in history that actually had a proper constitution that was godly, that not Luciferic, and that is ancient Israel before it fell and modern America. Canada, Britain, every other nation on earth does not have a godly constitution. It means that the authority flows from God to us, his sentient citizens and representations on earth, of the ability to do good. You can't do good unless you do God. And that our authority delegates to our elected officials. Every other nation on earth, the government, is the patrianus, the father, and the controller of your civilization. That's why in countries like Canada, you have very little resistance, like in Australia, to gun legislation where they pile up all their guns and saw them apart. People don't understand what's coming.
Yeah, the freedom they have here, and that, you know, in time and in history and in geography. I mean, what these people are dealing, it's so valuable. That
right. Well, I'm putting together a number of weapons that I'm going to post up on my site that people can assemble in their garage in the afternoon that are a lot more dangerous than guns. And I also have scalar and harmonic weapons that can affect consciousness, etc. I'm going to release those to our people that want to contact me directly. They need to know, as Moses was, my ancient ancestor, I am. And I'm here to give you leadership and tell you the nature of just how gross the evil is. I can, won't, and to the appropriate time tell you the totality. I see great dangers in what even Donald Trump is doing. His son-in-law, Kushner, is in the final stages of setting up a treaty between the Palestinians and the Muslims that vilely hate Jews and Christians through the Quran and the Hadith and the writings of Muhammad. And you don't understand that this is not a religion. This is a satanic, luciferic religion. The reason why there's a dark alliance with the globalists is because they have similar goals. But the globalists, written in the third letter by Albert Pike, was that they were going to use a dialectic of a war between Islam and the West, and eventually to destroy both, so all that would be left is the luciferic kingdom that Albert Pike and his high-level masons, their luciferic Satanists, would control. People don't understand this. It was in the British Museum for over 100 years, and people don't want to believe it, do they?
It's absolutely amazing how the predictions and the finality, the World War One and the World War Two, and then the dividing up the world into the Christian and Muslim. It is so.
It was all by design. All by design. It was also prophesied in the Bible. It says, you know, that the descendants of his first wife, Abraham's first wife, would become a wild man, kicking all of the nations around, and become a great nation of peoples, which are the Arab Muslim peoples. And by the way, 87% of the so-called Palestinians are ancient Hebrews who did not, fight against Muslims. So they were not beheaded. They actually fell down and worshipped and became Muslims. Like all the cities that were used to be Christian cities in the book of Revelation in Turkey, they're now completely Muslim or they don't exist at all. People don't understand this.
Progressives and liberals are. You got Washington, D.C., that's 96% Democratic. They got a statue of Albert Pike, who helped found the KKK, that hates blacks and wants to persecute and control the people. Yet the mobs and the politicians and the lobbies care less that the statue is sitting there. Instead, they'd rather, knock over the...
Well, the West doesn't want to rebloom the... The West doesn't want to rebloom the Sahara Desert. You can drop America into the Sahara Desert and you wouldn't even find it. It's so big. Let alone Africa, where you see the real map and a real global planet shows you how big it is. It's so much bigger than Australia, Canada, the United States, and all of Europe. You could swallow it up and there's still lots of territory that would be left not covered by these nations. It's ridiculous. And the resources in Africa, the reason is the globalists have said this. Who is this... Maynard, what's his name? He's been in with many administrations. He talks like this. What's his name?
Kissinger.
I am Mr. Kissinger. We must make sure that the resources of Africa do not make them into a great nation state, that they must be subservient to the West so we can maintain the resources and prevent population overgrowth that will cause us grave problems in the future. That's what Kissinger was all about, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're very good. We have a tabloid at news-expose.org. That's news-expose.org. A whole tabloid that Anthony Hilder and myself put out on Henry Kissinger. And it goes back into when he was a sergeant in Germany driving a Jeep around, and then his being brought to the Council on Foreign Relations to work, and a lot of his other, occult and subversive activities. And, of course, there was a defector from the Soviet Union that identified, and they were eventually arrested of NKVD and KGB spies in the United States. And at that time, he also turned up Henry Kissinger, although it's, the people running the Soviet Union were really not in the Soviet Union. They were in Britain and
even the oligarchs in Russia are part of the globalist elite. That's why no one advances in...
There have been, like Avril Harriman, members of Skull and Bones.
Right. And even people to understand, there are secret orders inside Russia that Mr. KGB, former GRU leader, Mr. Putin, has been a member. And I like to use the analogy, whether he's genetically related, he's certainly spiritually related to Rasputin, who basically was a demonic help, by the way, the Jesuits. In fact, the one who trained, what's the first leader of Russia? Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, his primary trainer and handler, was a Jesuit. Isn't that right?
Yeah, no, the communism is such a fraud. I mean, it was put together by the League of the Just in order to perpetrate a fraud on the people that socialism, centralization of government was their answer. And the centralization for the League of the Just and the conspirators is actually that, centralization.
That's why I don't want to see, for example, that's why I don't want to see increasing gun registration. I want to see people registration. And it's easy to do. I mean, if you see somebody in a mental health struggle, lots of reports of 39 visits to their home, if you see someone who's making personal threats on social media, if you see someone on the internet is making donations to a terrorist group like MS-13 or Islam or any other group, maybe skinheads, or neo-Nazis, you need to say they come up on the radar, they need at least a visit, and if they reach a certain level of criteria, they need to be put in a pre-crime jail and detained permanently until the war is over. We're in a war right now, aren't we? We're in a war against globalism.
This in before it goes, because I sent you a picture. Dan Smoot, he was assistant to J. Edgar Hoover. He quit. He wrote a book called The Invisible Government, talking about officials and policies through propaganda. He said, "I'm convinced that the Council on Foreign Relations is the invisible government to convert the U.S. into a socialist state and make them into a one-world socialist system."
Yes, Ms. Smoot. So you sent that picture along. That article is there, too. You sent that to me just now, did you?
I'll get you the article. I sent you Dan Smoot's picture.
Perfect. I'll have that up in a few moments here. I've got Whitaker Chambers up and these other articles. Read them, people. Don't weep. Take action. Ask better questions and take action. Praise the Lord that he's giving truth today at the end of the age.
Government's free. Download online.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
"I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours."
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.